Hey listeners, we're in the heat of one of the greatest sports events of the year. You guessed it, March Madness. And the best place to stay on top of all the NCAA tournament coverage? CBS Sports HQ. What is CBS Sports HQ? It is the free 24-hour sports network that's built for fans just like you. From nonstop highlights to news and analysis, CBS Sports HQ has got you covered. Check out CBS Sports HQ. It is always on and always free. No need to pay a subscription fee or have an expensive cable package. Download the CBS Sports app on your phone, Fire TV, Roku, or Apple TV to start watching today.
Very special episode of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. My name is Brian Salvatore, and we've got some exciting news. We've been kind of teasing this for a few weeks now, but we are revamping the entire Amazing Avenue Audio plan. Essentially, starting next week on Monday, April 1st, and this is not an April Fool's joke, you will be getting 4 weekly Amazing Avenue Audio shows. Instead of the digest show we've done the last couple of years since I came on board, we'll be sort of splitting those off into their own shows. And today, you're going to hear from the hosts of 3 of those shows explaining what they are. The 4th show doesn't require so much explanation. It's me and Chris doing what me and Chris have been doing. We're also going to have a semi-regular interview show. We may do a book club of sorts. We're going to have a lot of fun with this sort of new podcast paradigm that we're jumping into. And God, I hate the word paradigm. I'm very sorry I used that word. But anyway, here are the various contributors to the new shows telling you about their shows. So enjoy.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Saipa, and in keeping with the theme of today's episode, I have some news to announce. No, I will not be taking my talents to South Beach, and no, I am not all elite. But, starting next week, we are going to be bringing you guys a brand new standalone show from Complex to Queens, a Mets minor league podcast, hosted by myself, Lucas, and Kenny. We're going to have a brand new name, brand new music, all that stuff, but we're going to still be delivering all the same high-quality minor league content that you guys expect from us. Weekly recaps of all the affiliates, in-depth discussions about top performers for the week, and we'll answer emails and address all other relevant baseball topics for the week. You know, the draft, trades, promotions, first-hand play reports, relevant news from other teams that may somehow impact the Mets minor leagues, all that good stuff. We'll try to schedule some interviews. Maybe we can try to figure out some kind of contests or giveaways, but it'll be good. I'm excited. I hope that everyone will add us to your regular podcast rotation. So next week is going to be our inaugural episode, and very fitting, we are going to be previewing the 2019 Syracuse Mets, Binghamton Rumble Ponies, St. Lucie Mets, and Columbia Fireflies. So I hope everybody joins us.
Hey everyone, this is Rob Wolf from Amazing Avenue, and I'm here to tell you about one of our exciting new upcoming podcasts called Unformettable. In it, we'll be taking a look back at some of the less heralded Mets in our beloved franchise's 57-year and counting history. Some names may be a tad familiar, some long forgotten or never known, others perhaps quite familiar, but with more of a, wait, that person was on the Mets feeling. In our weekly 10 to 15-minute journey, we're going to take a look back at the player, focusing on the sometimes brief, hopefully but not always, shining time the player was on the Mets. Mix in some exploration of where the team was during the player's tenure, and hopefully provide some info on where they are now, or where they were then, as the case may be as we go further back in Mets history. Where, if possible, we'll tie the story into something analogous going on with our current-day Mets, you know, opponent of the week, or something along those lines, but of course there might just be some randos thrown in there. I even have a dream that Brian Salvatore has enough pull to get one of these former Mets on the pod for an interview, but I imagine we'll have to see about that. At any rate, we hope you'll join us for all of the great new podcasts we have coming for you. The new now weekly Miners Report, the new and amazing A Pod of Their Own, the always amazing Brian and Chris together, and this humble little venture that I'll be hosting called Unformidable, where we believe that any player who dons the blue and orange for however short a period of time is unforgettable in their own way. Unformidable, that is. Now, you know what I mean. We hope you listen. Anyway, thank you.
Hello, Mets fans. I'm Allison McCaig, author at Amazing Avenue and semi-regular on Amazing Avenue Audio.
And I'm Maggie Wiggin.
And I'm Linda Sarovich.
And we are the hosts of A Pod of Their Own, a new show from the women of Amazing Avenue. This is a show where we talk about all things Mets, but where we also look at various baseball topics through a lens of social justice and equality. But more than anything else, this is a show that aims to normalize female voices in the sports podcasting space. We want you to feel like you're sitting in a room with all of us, just kicking back and talking about baseball and all things Mets. So we're going to take a moment to introduce each of ourselves for you, the podcast listeners. My name is Allison McCaig, like I said earlier. I am an author and contributor at Amazing Avenue, and I am a scientist by day. I just finished up my PhD in human genetics at Johns Hopkins, and I am heading for a science policy fellowship in the summer at Rutgers. So I'm going to be transitioning from, you know, a bench scientist to more policy work. So that's what I do during the day. Obviously, I'm a passionate Mets fan. I grew up a Mets fan my entire life. Both sides of my family are native New Yorkers, although one side of them are Yankees fans, so they had to vie for my passionate fandom, but the Mets won out in the end. And I grew up with the likes of, you know, Edgardo Alfonso, Mike Piazza. That's the era of Mets baseball I grew up with. And I'm excited for this show.
I'm Maggie Wiggin, and I write at Amazing Avenue. I've also done writing for SNY and Baseball Prospectus, and I'm a lifelong Mets fan. My mom grew up a Mets fan and passed it along to me, and I love baseball. You know, my background is in public health program evaluation, so I love numbers, and I love interpreting statistics, and baseball and the Mets give me an amazing opportunity to do that. And I have two adorable little children who are just the very best fellow Mets fans you could imagine, because everything is super exciting with them around. And we're all just really excited for what is looking like it's going to be a pretty interesting season of Mets baseball. And I'm really excited to get to share it with all of you.
Hello, I'm Linda Sarovich. I've been writing at Amazing Avenue since 2016. By day, I am a librarian, so I'm a huge book nerd and nerd in general. But by night, I love writing, and this is a good outlet for that, so I can find my voice and write about something I'm passionate about and that I've always loved. I grew up going to games at Shea Stadium. My dad and uncle had tickets in the orange seats at Shea, and although the rest of my family on my dad's side are Yankee fans, and my mom's from Philadelphia, so the rest of my family are Phillies fans, so my Mets fandom has survived a lot over the years, but I'm still here and very excited about the season, I hope, and looking forward to starting on this new adventure too.
So we're, as you can hear, we are three super nerds who all love baseball, and we're trying to buck the trend of, you know, the stereotype of all of the nerds sitting at their spreadsheets being men. We are three nerdy women who all love baseball, all love statistics, all love sabermetrics, and all love writing about baseball and talking about baseball. So you'll hear some combination of the three of us every Wednesday once the regular season starts, and we'll have an occasional guest or guest co-host mixed in. And overall, we're just extremely excited about this new show, and we hope you're excited too. So tune in every Wednesday once the regular season starts, and let's go Mets.
So there you have it. From Complex to Queens, A Pod of Their Own, Unformettable, and the untitled Chris and Brian joint, which eventually will have a title, I promise. That is the new podcast lineup. You can find us Monday through Thursday every single week. Next week, we are hopefully going to have a very special interview show going up on Friday as well. But I don't want to count our chickens on that one just yet, but I think it's going to happen. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be rolling out, as I think it was Steve that said, new podcast music for every show, new podcast logos. We're getting this all worked out. So some of that might be a week or two away, but we are hoping to get all of that up and running real soon. We're super excited about this. Hopefully you guys are as well. So we're going to be getting new email addresses for a bunch of the shows. But for now, email the show aaaudiopodcast@gmail.com. You can find all the contributors to the podcasts on Amazing Avenue. We have so much stuff going up in the next few days. It's great to be back in the swing of the baseball season. To have so much amazing content happening right now. It's really a lot of fun. And we're really jazzed about the Mets this year. So hopefully you guys are as excited as we are, and we're going to have a lot of fun. You can also find Amazing Avenue on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Amazing Avenue. And yeah, we'll be back next week with a plethora of shows. Enjoy them. Enjoy opening day today. And until next time, let's go Mets.
My name is Spencer Hall.
My name is Jason Kirk.
My name is Ryan Nanny.
And when we combine, we form
the Shutdown Fullcast.
Voltron!
I keep telling you, we're not Voltron.
The Shutdown Fullcast is technically a college football podcast, but it's also a show about
lawn care disasters,
regional grocery stores we love,
Tennessee Batman,
homeowners associations,
bears and video games,
Pittsburgh Batman,
the hell of being trapped in a group text,
unreliable legal advice.
I mean, there's also some actual football discussion, like about coaches having huge contracts, or coaches making terrible decisions, or coaches saying really stupid things.
Or the NCAA saying really stupid things.
Yeah, there's lots of stupid things in this big, dumb, beautiful sport.
Like the time Arkansas decided to use a captured feral hog as a mascot, and it escaped and it wound up killing 7 rattlesnakes, a pig, and a coyote.
Sometimes we talk about football games.
Allegedly.
If you want to take college football exactly as seriously as it deserves to be taken, come find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts like this one.
The Shutdown Fullcast.
It's not Voltron.
Unless it is.
Damn it.